Something doesn't come up to remind us of what's happening out in the world. But you know, even before now, I've always tried to practice, ever since I came into this truth teaching, I've always tried to practice living a life of compassion. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. You know, sometimes we can get caught up in being compassionate till we're at a standstill, till we're in the sorrow, till we're in the experience, till we're in the fear. But that's not what compassion is all about. Compassion, yes, it's a feeling that motivates people to go out of their way to relieve themselves and the people around them of some of the emotional pain that may be going on. You know, compassion, it's a sensitivity to the challenges of others. It's a word for very positive emotion. To give to a charity, or out of compassion, you may volunteer to work with people, or some people out of compassion volunteer to work with animals. Mm-hmm. Doctors in certain professions work out of compassion, wanting to see people uplifted and back on their feet. You know, when you have compassion, you're putting yourself in someone else's shoes and really feeling for them. Notice I didn't say feel sorry. Really feeling for them and what they're going through. We see this happen when there's disasters, don't we? Look what happened when there were the floods. Oh, everyone pulled together in the oneness that we are and jumped in to help in any way they could, even if it's just taking the time to pray. And then if your prayer stirs you to go out and physically do something, then by all means go. But even a simple prayer, we know that around here, right? Think of all the times that we've joined together in prayer. All the times Reverend Karen has alerted us that someone needs to be uplifted. They need our power, they need our spirit, they need our knowing that all things are possible. So we know prayer works. If that's your way of giving back. Even with the wildfires, the California fires, yes, there's some rhetoric going on, but we look beyond their appearances, don't we? We look through all that that's happening out in the world, and we feel compassion for those people, for those who are actually experiencing that. I watched, anybody watch the Jennifer Hudson show? I don't watch it consistently, and sometimes I just whirl through to see the human interest stories. Well, I was watching the other day, and she had some victims on that everything they own was destroyed in the fires. You know, we don't hear often about the ordinary people that are going through things. We hear about the big, you know, names that are out here, well, I'll go ahead and say it, celebrities. We hear about all that, but when I sat and I watched that, I thought and felt deep compassion for the ones who maybe all they have in life was their house or their memories or their businesses. And the compassion was there in me. And you know, that's why I say we have to be careful when we think of this in terms of compassion, because we don't want to get stuck there. Yes, we have a human side of us that will feel the pain and the fear, and but we don't want to get stuck there because we know who we are, don't we? We know the essence. If we come in here week after week, we know the essence of what we are. We're first and foremost spiritual beings, and we're connected to something that's greater than anything that's happening out here. And we must always remember that. You know, compassion is not the same as empathy, though the concepts are related. Empathy is, we learned in prayer chaplet, it's the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. But I like this explanation I found. It said that while empathy is a general sense to our ability to take the perspective and feel the emotions of another person. Mm-hmm. However, compassion is when those feelings and those thoughts and those emotions include the desire to help. Like I said, the help may not be in a physical form, or it could be. You may want to donate. Or you may want to lift them up in prayer. If you know anyone in that region, you may want to send them a little note, I care, and I'm here with you. I like this thought because in Luke 10, verse 30 to 35, and I'm going to read it as it is in the King James Version. And this is a time when people were questioning Jesus and, you know, asking him various things, trying to find out what. And Jesus, someone asked him who was his neighbor. And so Jesus said, I'll tell you like this. And the scripture reads, Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place where the man lay, he came and looked on him, and then he crossed and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own horse and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave it to the host at the inn and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. This is the parable of the Good Samaritan. It reminds us of Jesus telling us to love one another. I invite you to reflect on the essence of compassion, a quality that transcends mere feelings and transforms into powerful action. I like how it says when the man came upon him, he took care of him. He bound up his wounds. He used the oil and the wine, and then he took him to the place where he was staying and cared for him more. That's compassion. That's compassion in action. There may be someone who you may just talk to and listen to them and let them pour out their heart to you as a form of release. You know, when we tell our stories sometime to others, we receive a release because we feel the compassion coming from that person. And that's uplifting. In the teachings of Unity and our co-founders, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, we understand that we are all interconnected. Mm-hmm. Interconnected. I like the scripture, what you do to the least, you do to me. So I'm going to give everybody love. How about you? Because I want lots of love back. Lots of compassion back. But we share each other's joys and sorrow. We share each other's triumphs and struggles. Compassion tugs at our heartstrings, and it urges us to step beyond the confines of our individual experiences and embrace the challenges faced by others. You know, we're in a world, and right now it's filled with challenging experiences. And our hearts should be moved to act, if only by giving a kind word, deed, or lifting someone up, lifting their spirits. How many people have come to you with the stories that they're hearing, and they're weighted down, and they feel like there's no hope? Yeah. And what is your response? You are the light. You can stand on the truth that we have learned and that we teach. One presence, one power. There's always hope. There's always opportunity. There's always possibility. And I always end with saying, let us just take a moment and pray. Yeah. The teachings of Jesus Christ reminds us of this fundamental truth. He lived a life of radical compassion. When we look at the things that he did, he reached out to the marginal, to the ones that they said, oh, you shouldn't sup with those. He reached out to the sick. He touched and he uplifted. He taught us that the greatest commandment is to love one another as we love ourselves. Compassion touches the divinity in us. It is the expression of our spiritual nature, the Christ consciousness. So in this day and age, what do we do with this? What do we do with this wisdom that we gain when we take the time to pray and be uplifted? I took some time to sit and I thought, what do I do with this? Yeah. That's food for thought. What do you do with it? Well, first you need to cultivate a spirit of awareness. Listen deeply when someone is talking, not just the words spoken, but the emotions and the experiences behind them. Allow your heart to connect in genuine empathy. Who might need your words of compassion today? Don't get stuck. Like I said earlier, don't get stuck in your compassion to where you're feeling weighted and heavy and fearful. Experiences come to pass. They don't come to stay. They come to pass. Compassion calls us to embrace forgiveness, not hold on to grudges or resentment. Those things only serve to separate us. They don't bring us together. By choosing to forgive, we do what? We release ourselves from the weight of negativity. And we open ourselves to the heart of the matter, to the love, to the peace. Remember, living a life of compassion, it's a continual journey, not just when something happens. It's a continual journey. Is it easy? No, it's not always easy, is it? To hear the stories and to listen to what Spirit is telling your role in that story is. We are called to be the hands and the feet of love in this world, to be vessels of light that shine brightly amidst the darkness. Yes, that's what we are here for. Take this message of compassion into your world. Be inspired to live the truth that we're learning and that we teach and that we talk about in fellowship and in classes. We're connected. We're loving. We're compassionate. We're united in one power and the one presence. So let us weave a tapestry of love and light. When those come to us who would be heavily burdened, let us lift them up in prayer. Let's lift them up in the possibilities that are out here, ours for the taking. Yeah. We can create a ripple of love and kindness in the world. Let's not focus on the opposite of that. Let's not focus on what's happening in the news stories. Let us lift our universe up in love and in peace and in power. We have power. let's take a moment. We want to tap into the power that we have. We want to take a moment and we want to remind ourselves of our intentions in the universe. And our intentions is a world that works for everyone, not just some, but that works for everyone. Now, I know you maybe say, oh, Vernetta, but that's a possibility. Just like the snow that we had, remember when a couple of drops, some flakes of snow fell, we thought, oh, that's beautiful. But what happened? The power shifted, didn't it? When a bunch of flakes got together and decided to fall to the earth. And that's how we can do in our thinking and in our intentions. It's powerful. So let's take a moment. We want to begin our prayers with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Forever. Let's take a deep breath in and rest in this moment. Forever. Just breathe in and breathe out. Think about the presence and the power that is within you. When we practice compassion, we are reminded of the power of our thoughts and intentions. I heard it said, we cannot give what we do not possess. So by nurturing a loving relationship within ourselves, when nurturing compassion within ourselves, we create a reservoir of compassion that can overflow into our interactions with others. Take in another deep breath and relaxing, giving yourself permission to journey a little deeper within. We remind ourselves that approaching the world with a compassionate heart releases a transformative energy that can heal not only ourselves, but also our communities, our universe. And it is in this sacred space, as we journey deeper within, that we envision the manifestation of a world of peace. That we envision a manifestation of an understanding world. That we envision the manifestation of a world in unity. as we take this moment to nurture our own well-being, to strengthen our own capacity, we can then be present for those who need us, who need to feel the energy of positivity that eludes from us. And we navigate the deepness of our spiritual nature. We embrace the vision of a compassionate world where love reigns over fear, where understanding triumphs over judgment, where peace prevails over war. And yes, Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that you move in and throughout us, weaving us together. We are so grateful for each day that offers us new opportunities to embody the vision of being instruments of peace and love. And as we prepare to leave this sacred space today, we carry the spirit of compassion in our hearts. So take a moment in the quiet to nurture the compassion within yourself, to listen to the still small voice guiding and lighting your path of what is yours to do this day. Just a moment in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're grateful as we move forward in faith, as we embrace each opportunity to grow and to thrive and to build upon the beauty that is the universe. And we give you thanks. For it is in the spirit of compassion and love that we go forth and let our lights shine. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. You have an affirmation in your insert. And I want us to affirm it together. And the affirmation is, love is my name. Compassion is my practice. Together. Love is my name. Compassion is my practice. Hold the vibrations of that. Feel that moving through your being. And then I want you to envision someone who you want to feel the vibrations of the power in these words. You can even envision them standing before you. Or our universe. Together. Love is your name. Compassion is your practice. And know that. Know that to be the truth for them. And as community, letting all this vibrations flow out into the universe, reaching and touching the darkest spots that there may be. Let's affirm this together. Love is our name. Compassion is our practice. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Mm-hmm.